And a welcome to Swiss America's Gold News Daily podcast for Wednesday, November 25th, 2020. Today in the news, gold's been trading sideways for a couple of months, but I still believe gold will act as a hedge against monetary policy failure going forward, reports FX Street. Three conditions for regulating the relationship between government and a free market economy are, number one, sound money, number two, a flat tax on all income, excluding capital gains, and three, a mandatory balanced budget, according to Porter Stansberry at Rogue Economics. The idea is to use real money, or else we will never know what is actually happening in the economy or with the government spending. Second, we know that people will always vote for more government if they don't have to pay for it. So get rid of progressive taxation. Out-of-control currency printing and spending will devalue the dollar and hyperinflation as investors and traders flee from bonds and currencies into hard assets. Well, news that Vice President Biden intends to nominate the former chairman of the Federal Reserve, Janet Yellen, to be Treasury Secretary certainly has its ironies, reports the New York Sun. We'd like to think that someone in Senate will open up questions when Mrs. Yellen comes up for confirmation as Treasury Secretary. It's not just the question of independence of the Fed, it's also a question of monetary reform itself. And lastly, inflation could be poised for a comeback, reports Wall Street Journal. Some economists are starting to embrace the idea that a prospective COVID-19 vaccine could allow people to once again spend money on travel, restaurants, and other services, and drive up prices in the U.S. Airlines and hotels, which laid off thousands of workers and slashed prices at the start of the pandemic, could struggle to meet the surge in demand, sending prices higher. How the Fed responds to a resurgence of inflation under their new framework will be closely watched. Well, on behalf of Swiss America, we wish all of our listeners and readers a very happy Thanksgiving. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. This is Dave Bradshaw reporting for Swiss America's Gold News Daily. Till next time, remember, don't wait to buy gold and silver. It's a good time to do it right now.